98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, Big League Blast.
We are a rare kind of big league sports town. Our first major professional franchise was a basketball team, and the roots grow deep. That's why the Sun's sudden push for relevance is so heartwarming. For the first time in a decade, it feels like we have a real NBA team again. The addition of Chris Paul and Jay Crowder are real culture guys, and they're going to bring a real heat to this organization. It's exactly what DeAndre Ayton needs, even if it's not what DeAndre Ayton wants. But the most exciting thing is going to be what this means for Devin Booker. Booker has spent a good chunk of his career with a very flawed lineup, on flawed teams, inside a dysfunctional organization. And yet he shined on most every big stage he's been granted, from Mexico City, to the Boston Garden, to the torch passing with Kobe, to the three-point shooting contest at the All-Star Game, to his iconic moment in the Orlando bubble. Now, the entire basketball world is opening up for him. How good will he be playing next to a Hall of Fame point guard? How good will he be knowing double teams are a thing of the past? I'm not certain Michael Jordan ever had a better supporting cast. Certainly not in his early years. Problem is, it's possible LeBron James has never had a better supporting cast either, and that means we're still chasing the Lakers and Phoenix. But that's all right. At least we're in the game, and nobody said this was supposed to be easy.